The Waltz of Hearts by Barbara Cartland and read by Sophie Roberts for Saga Egmont. Author's note. When I visited Vienna the very first time, I loved the Heuriger's wine gardens, where the music was just as I have described it in this novel, as well as the inspiring St. Stephen's Cathedral and the charming good manners of the Austrians. Later, I wrote The Private Life of Elizabeth, Empress of Austria, which for many years was acknowledged by the Elizabeth Club to be the best biography of her. A further honour came in 1969, when I was given a civic reception for my work for the health movement by the Mayor of Vienna, who during the war had served in the resistance with President Tito and Dr. Paul Urban. There was a delicious and impressive dinner in the historic City Hall, and when all the speeches were over, a band appeared, and we all danced to the Blue Danube. The Esterhazy Palace still stands in the small village of Fertud. It was badly damaged in the last war. The summer houses and ornamental temples in the French Rococo Park, once part of the background of the Udvar, the old court world, were largely destroyed. But the restoration of the magnificent palace itself is now complete. It is one of the great sights of Hungary, and so attracts more than 100,000 tourists each year. Chapter 1, 1873.
I am tired, Gisela.
Then you must go to bed, Papa.
That is what I intend to do.
I am sure that you will sleep well here in the woods. The large, fat proprietress of the inn, coming into the room at that moment with a pot of steaming hot coffee in her hand, heard what Gisela had said.
You will not be awakened, Herr Ferraris. I have given you a room at the back, and it is impossible to hear from there what is going on at the front, however noisy my young guests might be.
You have always been kindness itself, Frau Bubner, Paul Ferraris replied.
The proprietress, putting the coffee down on the table, smiled at him affectionately.
I shall never forget when I first saw you, a thin snippet of a lad you were, a new student at the university, and rather afraid of what would happen to you. But then, when I heard you playing,
she threw up her hands.
At that moment, I knew unmistakably that you were a genius.
You were the only one who recognized it in those days.
I am never mistaken, Frau Bubner said, shaking her finger at him. Never, never. And with you, there was no chance of my making a mistake.
Gisela clasped her hands together. She knew that it made her father so happy to hear such things said to him in his beloved Austria, where he had studied at the University of Vienna. On the way, he had talked of nothing but the people who had been kind to him as a young man, and how he hoped that they were all still alive. They had arrived in Vienna earlier that afternoon, after a long and tiring train journey that seemed as if it would never end. They had taken a carriage out of the city and up into the Vienna woods to the inn where Paul Ferraris had claimed that he would be welcome even after 25 years. Gisela had been half afraid that the place would be closed or would have changed hands, and she knew how much that would disappoint her father. However, after a moment's hesitation at the sight of him, when he said his name, Frau Bubner had flung her arms round him and exclaimed,
"It's my scraggy little Paul, the Englishman who was so afraid of Vienna, but who could play the violin like an angel. Welcome back, welcome."
After that, there had been reminiscences, toasts, and news of people who were only names to Gisela. She was very content to listen and know that her father seemed to be in better health and happier than she had seen him since her mother had so sadly died. For more than 2 years, they had wandered from place to place, settling nowhere, and only when it seemed that their money was going to run out, because he had earned so little, did her father say,
"We will go to Vienna then. It is where I have always meant to return, but your mother always preferred to go to France."
It was Gisela's mother who had looked after everything these past years. Her husband might make the music of angels, but he had no idea that...